This is Portsmouth, about 100 kilometres south of London. It's a city with a proud past, one of the main homes of the British Navy. Tourists come here to see the historic port. But though the cultural heritage is rich, the city is not. Many people here are on welfare. The Navy does not employ as many as it once did. The city's last remaining shipbuilder, providing a livelihood to 1,500 families, is under threat of closure. But Portsmouth does have one thing it can never lose. It's where one of Britain's most famous novelists, Charles Dickens, was born on February the 7th, 1812. Portsmouth wants to make the most of its famous son. The final touches are being put on a special exhibit at the City Library. The star attraction? The original manuscript of Nicholas Nickleby, Dickens' third novel. City Council member Lee Hunt.
Okay, we're going to get millions more people visiting our city, spending their money here. And of course those millions more people are going to arouse the curiosity of local children. Some, only some, who can't read. And we hope that this whole celebration will encourage them to pick up a Dickens novel and start reading.
Now, Portsmouth may have been where Charles Dickens was born, but it's here in London that he spent much of his later childhood and adult life. It's locations in this city that spring to mind when you picture scenes and images in many of his novels. Now, London's poorhouses may have gone, but warehouses and arcades like these, they're still very much in evidence across much of the city and will be familiar to many readers. There are many locations central to Dickens's life and novels within just a few minutes' walk of this famous tourist spot. Christopher West leads Dickens' tours around these neighbourhoods, taking visitors, for example, to the site of the old Marshalsea prison on the other side of the river, where Dickens' father was jailed for not paying his debts. West says Dickens still fascinates his audience.
He was championing the problems of not enough healthcare, not enough police, problems in schools, problems in Parliament, problems in the law, banking in particular. Well, we still have these problems very relevant today.
Here's West's favourite passage. It's from Great Expectations.
In the little world in which children have their existence, whosoever brings them up, there is nothing so finely perceived and so finely felt as injustice.
Powerful stuff now as it would have been then, and will be, he says, in another 200 years. Dominic Laurie for VOA News, London.